In today's podcast, you're going to learn why words sell products. Your words are powerful. Entrepreneurs find powerful ways to describe their products and to explain to the consumer why it's worth buying. Your job as an entrepreneur is to come up with persuasive words that appeal to people's emotions, and that is called your marketing message. You're going to launch a t-shirt business, then what is your marketing message? What is your unique selling point? What kind of emotions are you trying to extract to help your consumer buy your product, right? Is it the design? Is it attractive? So let's say you are opening up a t-shirt business, for instance. Maybe your marketing message that appeals to your consumer's emotions explain why you've created the t-shirt business. So for example, if your marketing message uses these words, "You're beautiful, you belong in a beautiful t-shirt." Well, telling people they're beautiful is flattery. Who doesn't like to hear that they're beautiful? And that means that they're going to feel good about themselves. So guess what? You have appealed to their emotions. People like to hear that they're beautiful. It's flattery too. Also, how about this? T-shirts individually crafted by a local fashion whiz. Well, when you say individually crafted, really what you're saying is it's exclusive. It's personalized just for you. Those words are powerful. That means that you have something that so many others don't have, and that appeals to emotions that make you feel special. How about these words? T-shirts individually crafted by a local fashion whiz. Local fashion whiz. Those words appeal in a really catchy way to describe you, the t-shirt creator. So remember, all of these catchy words appeal to your consumer's emotions. Businesses really focus on triggering emotions that prompt you or others, their potential customers, to buy their product. There might be negative emotions that they prey upon. It might be fear or positive emotions, such as feeling appreciated. Think about fear, right? That's a powerful emotion. So sometimes when we read the news, newspapers and online journals, they all appeal to that really strong emotion of fear. And their headlines are written to evoke a fear response from you. And so if you click on the link, they get advertisement dollars. So that's why when you look at the news online, a lot of the news, the headlines are actually scary to read. Why? Because they need to make money. So listen to this, fear. How about, you could lose your home if you don't buy Brooks House Insurance. That's fair. How about the emotion of feeling appreciated? You work so hard for everyone. Now it's time for a treat. Time for a massage. How about ambition? That's a pretty powerful emotion in people. So how about, this book will help you get rich quick. How about guilt? Are you treating your cat properly? Don't let her down. Feed her kitty deluxe. That preys upon the guilt emotion. How about gratitude? Winnie House Cleaners will take the job off your hands. How about anger? The traffic in town is horrendous. You're wasting precious time each day. Take the express line train instead. Or the emotion of feeling reassured. Do you have itchy, dry skin? Moisturizing with Smoother can help relieve it. So, as I said earlier, words can only do so much. It's hard to sell something useless. However, much of your work on the words that you use should be focused around the emotion, the marketing message. And that's why businesses spend so much time and money developing their product. That's called market research. And they do this because they want customers to buy their product. They do all kinds of surveys and they evoke emotions, right? So I want you to think about even social media. It is, you're tapping on things because they have figured out they want to make money on ad revenue. They want to pull you in by clicking. They're going to make money. So they try to use your emotions to do that. So a couple of things though, it's against the law to lie about your goods or services. It is against the law to lie about goods or services. I'm going to say that one more time. It is against the law to lie about your good or services. What does that mean? I can't say to someone, this t-shirt will make you rich. That's a lie. I can't say, this t-shirt will, let's see, you will earn $10,000 more a year if you buy this t-shirt. Or if you are selling cereal and the cereal is healthy cereal, you cannot say, if you eat this cereal, it will eliminate any disease you currently have. That is a lie. So we do not lie to our customers at all. In the real world, which you will be in soon, you cannot lie about goods or services that you're going to sell. Right? But you can use your words in a creative way to get people to think about buying your product. So in order to make your product sound really great, you make sure your product is great. You have to have a good product because no matter how great your words are, and by the way, that requires some creativity, no matter what, bottom line is you have to create a quality product for your customer because if you don't, your customers won't come back. And if you don't, then next year, our business's reputation will be ruined. Our brand will be ruined. So it's up to you. Oh, by the way, hold on. Wait a minute. What kind of emotional response did I just evoke in you? Well, I was being honest, but I use guilt. Basically, I don't want you to create products that are less than perfect. I want you to think about your customer. They're all going to come to see you. They're all going to buy one of your products. And I don't want them to walk away feeling like they got ripped off because you want to have a reputation of being honest, reliable, trustworthy, and creative. And that's why we do all this hard work. So what our podcast was really about today was using words and helping you figure out how to create a positive or negative marketing message. But no matter what your message is, your product has to be quality. Your customer service has to be quality. You have to be trustworthy. You have to be responsible. So with that in mind, I'm glad you listened to this product marketing message podcast.